Good morning. Welcome to the 5 a.m. Mr. Scrum Show. I hope you're having an awesome morning. My day is really full. We gotta get the sound going up here. Let's show me in here. And I was trying to bring something up as we were chit-chatting. Hey, good day. I gotta make this can be a quick one. Lights are kind of weird in the office today. So yesterday I was pleasantly surprised, 45 minute sprint planning session, right? And I didn't quite realize they were going to do it. Sometimes you put stuff out there as an agile coach and you're trying to get them through the process and they don't get it. And then they do it. And then you go, what did you just do? And they're just looking at me like, oh man. Yeah, it worked. So why do I say a 45 minute sprint planning session? I'm going to go through with how we achieved that and how we got there and why the benefits of such a planning short, brief. I think it could have been a half hour, but I think we dragged it out and chit-chat a little bit to make it 45 minutes from a group perspective because we got together. So today is a 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach, and I hope you're doing well. Tonight I'm releasing an interview, the last interview for Women's History Month with Angeline. She's going to talk about empowering women. So that's going to go release today. I'll put a post up later today for that activity. So again, tonight at 8 o'clock, Empower Women, and then the podcast goes out at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's a good interview talking about empowering women and stuff like that. And I think it's important that we understand a lot of these different aspects of life, especially as a coach or scrum master, because we got to deal with teams all the time and they have a lot of personalities. So if you don't, you should watch it. So what happened yesterday? So how did we get, I had directors tell me before, well, you can't have a 45 minutes. You can't do a half hour. And I've done this now multiple companies. I repeated this activity where now their sprint planning is under an hour or 45 minutes, in some cases 30 minutes. I even had a team that did it in 18 minutes at some point in time. How did we get there? Why? What are you doing? Well, here's the thing, right? In Agile and Scrum, things can adjust, right? It says up to, should be, right? The total amount of time taken should include this, right? When they talk about that, that includes different things. So how does it work? So one of the things, when you get too big of a list of stories in your sprint backlog, it's almost impossible to get done your sprint planning in a realistic time frame where your stakeholders and your product owners and your customers and your bosses who should be in your sprint planning will phase out. Even your team will phase out when they get too long because there's too many stories in there, because we got it down to what we can get done in a day or short stuff. And some places they don't even have that, right? They're still at a couple of days, but it's still a lot of stories to do, a lot of tasks to work on in the sprint. So how do you change that? Well, you do your sprint planning by feature. You say which features or what epics that you're going to work on in the sprint. You make a little short list. Here's the priorities. Here's the epics from a larger perspective in the sprint planning. And the team looks like, okay, yeah, I can do that. That's like a good thing. How's it going to affect me? And I'm going to talk about what happened. But I'm going to actually also talk about the road to get to that point. And this is going to be a short session. And don't forget tonight, Angeline, last night I did Princeton Agility. I did a lightning talk on OKRs, by the way, if you're interested, from a goal perspective, because now we're talking goals in the sprint planning session. So your goal is to get an epic, not just a story, an individual story, but an epic or a feature done in a sprint, a good product, a product that the customer can use that encourages stakeholders and managers to show up versus going through each individual thing. How did the team get there, right? How were they able to do that, Greg? Don't they have to look at every story? No, they don't. The only time they have to look at a story is if the product owner introduces a story under the epic that wasn't reviewed prior in the refinement session, in a requirements refinement, story refinement, or any kind of refinement session, epic, whatever level you do it. The organization I work with does it at the feature epic level or a little larger. They do a refinement session. Here's all the stories. Here's all the tasks that are related to this feature. The team from a from they work with the customer. The team also looks at it from a technology perspective, how they might break that work down. Now, they still got lots more work to do, but they're getting pretty good. And this is why I encourage and really try to motivate product owners and teams to have refinement sessions, because in that technical refinement session, you don't need all your bosses. You don't need all the people. You don't need people to come tell you how to code. I saw a post the other day. Someone said, yeah, the product owner should tell you what tools to do. No. The refinement session, the team gets together and figures out what kind of tools would they use or need to work on that story or task or that feature. They don't have one. They get one prior to the sprint. So now we spend some time prior to the sprint, right? I should do it this way. Prior to the sprint, depending on how the video is. So do we really need to redo that hash or rehash that time during sprint planning? No, you shouldn't, right? So if you already did that time of review and discussion and for sprint refinement, you do not need to do it in sprint planning. Therefore, you can just do your sprint planning based on your epics or your features. And then everyone agrees that now what was beautiful about it, when one person did have a question, because maybe they missed the meeting or something. Well, what's in that epic? The product owner was able to pull up on Jira and show what all the stories, what all the stuff that had to be done for that epic or that feature. And they're like, okay. And they asked a couple of questions about it. Just get familiar, see if there's anything missing, get them prepared mentally for the week of what ahead of them. And it worked out perfect. Got it done in 45 minutes. So if you want me to help you in your organization, I also do individual coding for companies. I can help you get to a 45 minutes, half hour sprint planning session that now you can invite your stakeholders, your product, you know, your managers to the meeting to talk about what priorities. And then when you have to say, okay, we're going to do this now, which of these features are at risk to not being doing? What are the priorities? Then you can have a priority discussion, make sure everyone's in agreement. They all kind of know what the specific, maybe some things are lowest on the thing. So if something comes up bigger than what we planned for, then maybe these two features or three features at the bottom of the list aren't going to get addressed. And that way everyone understands that priority from the beginning, not in the middle, not in the end. You're not notifying them that they're at risk at the end. You're notifying them they're at risk at the beginning. And then you can communicate to those stakeholders how it's progressing. Are you going to get to their one they want? So I'm just saying it's not a miracle. It happens, and you don't have to keep rehashing the same thing over and over again, which is the biggest complaint among Scrum teams, Agile teams, managers, corporations, and things like that. If I'm doing it in the front, I don't need to redo it again just because the Scrum guide says it should be 2 hours or 4 hours, depending how long your sprint is, right? You only need as much time as to look at the deltas and just to kind of go over your priority list and make sure everybody's in agreement on the feature level priorities. They don't have to know each individual story unless that individual story is a unique individual feature in itself. So with that, I want to wish you all a happy scrumming. Please tune in tonight to our interview with Angeline. She's going to talk about women empowerment as part of the last interview for this. I got more interviews coming that are for the next month, and I'll put some information on that this weekend. And just so you know, I am going to do a webinar on OKR Agile goal setting. So we're going to do this. It's coming up in April. I'm picking a date. I'm thinking April 20th. If you're interested, send me a note. I'm going to do that. We're going to do a couple sessions. I'm going to be done formulating by today, or at least by tomorrow. And I'll put it out on the street for people to sign up for. So I hope you get to attend that. And again, I did the Agile Princeton Agility Conference last night. Turn into that. It's on YouTube. See how it went. Kind of give you an insight into the OKR process for goal setting. And I want to wish you a happy day, a holy Thursday for those who are practicing the Thursday here in the Christian religion. And I want to wish everyone else a happy holiday. I'll be on tomorrow. Do some fun stuff, I hope. And I wish you the best. Take care. Happy scrumming. See ya.